The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Significant impact of Storm Bert overnight. Reports suggesting that 30,000 homes may still be without power, and a busy day ahead for ESB crews trying to get repairs and reconnections done. With me is Deirdre Lowe, who is from Met Éireann, where she's a meteorologist with Met Éireann. Deirdre, how significant was Bert?
It did cause a lot of damage to the west of the country in the southwest. Over 60 millimetres of rain in Connemara, Killarney and Domani and Cork from yesterday evening till this morning. Flooding reported in Clifton. There was a landslide in Galway. North of Connemara, Liscarry reached its highest river level in 17 years, and Listowel and Kerry exceeded its highest river level in 20 years. 137 millimetres of rain was reported in Clune Lake in Kerry. Now, that's very high up, but there was recent serious flooding in Killybegs and Donegal too, and that's due to the rain, but also due to the snow melt. So some severe flooding, and the rain has now moved further east. It's affecting Ulster, still some heavy rain down in Cork and over the east of the country, but it will clear into the Irish Sea by around lunchtime. And the very strong south to southeast winds, which gust to 111 kilometres per hour in Malin Head, will abate for a while this afternoon.
I'm just looking here at your the Met Éireann app with the radar on it and the current picture of Ireland. Ireland is almost entirely obscured. At least everything east of the Shannon and north of the border is obscured by belts of rain heading across towards the UK. How long before we will start to see some improvement?
There will be an improvement. It's already improved along the west coast now, so there'll be improvement through the morning as the rain slowly clears eastwards. So it'll brighten up. There'll be some sunshine. Still a few showers, and there'll be further heavy showers moving in later today, and it's going to be quite showery this evening and early tonight. The winds will pick up again this evening and early tonight too, with a yellow wind warning coming into play for southern, southeastern and southwestern coastal counties overnight. And then tomorrow there'll be further heavy showers, particularly in the west and northwest. So while we won't be issuing rainfall warnings for this, where there flooding has occurred, there could be some further flooding, and there is the risk of hail and thunder. It's also going to get very windy again along the west coast through tomorrow as well, and we have yellow wind warnings out for the west coast and continuing through the day, and in Donegal the wind warnings will continue until Monday morning.
If we're clutching at positive straws, it does seem warmer. Will that last?
Yeah, it's going to continue very mild over the weekend, but it will get cooler again early next week. But at least by that stage, the winds will be much lighter.
Deirdre, thanks very much. That's Deirdre Lowe there with Met Éireann. Jamie O'Hara is with us as well. He's News Talk's Southern correspondent. And of course, that is the area of the country where some of the most significant impacts were felt. What's it look like where you are, Jamie?
Good morning, Anton. Well, a very heavy night of rain here in Cork. It started at about 8 p.m. and just got stronger from there. Wind and torrential rain downpours into the early hours. It was impossible not to hear it, no matter where you were in the house. It's easing off now, even since I woke up this morning just to check on things. When I look out my window, the trees are barely moving, and they have no leaves on them, though, as you would expect from such a storm. Now, it's led to warnings for people not to venture out if they can avoid it during the red alert, which is due to expire in around an hour's time. But motorists can still expect spot flooding, heavy surface water, decreased visibility even after those alerts expire. And as we just heard, it's off the back of rain, sleet and snow on Thursday. So the ground, as you can imagine, it's waterlogged in many places, almost everywhere. It can't absorb any more water and it simply floods over. Now, Cork County Council, they've been updating their X, formerly Twitter, account overnight with details of some local road closures due to flooding. So we've seen parts of rural Bandon, Mallow, Kilshannig, Dunmanway. Fire crews from the county council, they've been out clearing fallen trees and will probably continue to do so as more people come out and start reporting these as they come across them. In terms of disruption, Anton, luckily most of the severe weather was overnight, but still some cancellations here today. Bus Éireann, they have cancelled some services in Cork, and the advice for anyone travelling today is to check their service update section of the Bus Éireann website. Cork Airport have been up and about this morning. They say the airport is operating normally. Passengers are being asked to check for updates with their airline and to allow extra time for their journey to the airport. Now, Storm Bert also has the potential, as we just heard, to bring severe flooding and damage to homes and businesses. And a lot of that damage won't be obvious at this stage of a Saturday morning, but there are concerns for Bantry in West Cork, where high tide is at 10:30. Now, council crews have posted photographs from the town from 1 a.m. this morning from there, and it looked okay. And from 4 a.m. from East Cork, obviously areas like Middleton are always a concern at times like these. The council crews are there. They're monitoring the level of the river. And also ESB crews have been on standby since last night. They've already restored power to areas here in Cork and Carrigaline, hundreds of homes. And just before speaking to you, there was about 700 homes due for reconnection anytime around now in Mallow. And of course, the advice from the ESB to anyone who comes across downed power lines or trees is to stay back and report them, as they may contain live power lines. So no reports of any major damage so far in Cork, Anton, but plenty of disruption.
And if you're one of those people who's been impacted by the power outages and you still have a cellular connection, powercheck.esbnetworks.ie gives predictions on how long it is likely to be and how many areas are out. And just looking at the map that they have of the country, 49 areas in Connacht and Connemara suffering from a lack of power, 30 up towards Donegal, and 16 around the Wexford and Wicklow area, and that gets updated in real time. Jamie, thank you very much. That is Jamie O'Hara, News Talk's Southern Correspondent.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.